Now, in terms of travel, because you got Nevada and Boise, and I don't think the kids are back in school yet, will you stay on the road this entire time, or will you go back and forth?
No, Keith, we're going to stay out on the road. It's a situation with no school. It makes it a little easier because if we were in class, we couldn't afford to miss 4 days of school this week, this early in the semester. But since it's not, it makes more sense for us just to stay out rather than try to get back to Laramie and then flip back around and you're out on another commercial flight.
And Joe, how do you like to handle those situations? I know Coach Shiat, they'll say if they're somewhere Wednesday, the next day they get to the next destination where they're going to play and then practice and go from there. Do you take that approach or do you stay? I guess, how do you approach it?
We're doing it the same way. The only thing we'll do is we'll practice on Thursday morning in Reno, and then we'll catch a late flight. One of the things I like being able to do is get a practice out of the way if possible. Then that way, if you have issues with travel, it doesn't affect your practice. And so that's where we'll show up Thursday night into Boise, and then basically it's Friday, and then game day Saturday.
Bobby Cowgirl, head basketball coach Joe Legerski here at the Sports Zone. Joe, we talked earlier today, and I asked you, or we talked about how similar the seasons have gone, these ebbs and flows with the men's team and with the Cowgirls team, and just how similar the makeups are of both teams right now. It's eerily similar, almost, the way both teams are handled, the way that they're made up with the roster, the way the seasons have gone.
It really is, Keith. We're both led by point guards out of Colorado with Josh Adams and Markel Dent. We had maybe a little more of an advantage when we had Jordan Kelly, but then when we lost that senior due to injury, it mirrored it very much so. And one of the things I know for the men is they had, with Jason being able to, he had started some games. And one of the things we talked about was Markel's the only player on our roster this year that started a game for Wyoming before the start of the season. And so I think that's why you've seen some swings with some games where maybe one night the women, we play very well, the next night we don't play as well. It just has to do so much with our inexperience.
Joe, what does it say, too? Look, we've talked about how devastating it was to lose Jordan Kelly, and then, you go to UNLV and you get it kind of taken to you pretty good, and then you come home, you lead a San Jose team for, 33 of the 40 minutes, get beat at the buzzer there, and then, you're facing a New Mexico team, albeit at home, where you know what they bring to the table, and you just got to wonder what these kids have in the tank and everything, but not only that, they come out and maybe, Joe, play maybe their most complete game of the season, for sure maybe in conference play. For me, one, I think it says a lot about the coaches, but B, it also has to say a lot about these kids, because even though there's, aside from Markel, there's a lot of inexperience, there's a lot of uncertainty, it takes a pretty mature kid to just accept it and move on to the next challenge. I think it says a lot about that, don't you think?
Well, Robert, I appreciate the comments, the compliment, but one of the things we've talked about is, against San Jose, they make a shot to win the game, but we had our opportunities. We go 2 of 4 from the free throw line in the last 20 seconds. So it was a situation where we talked about we had that chance. With the UNLV game, we just said some nights you don't shoot the ball well, and we rely so much on perimeter shooting. But, interesting enough, we play the game Wednesday night. We get done, difficult loss. The team shows back up, and I've learned over experience sometimes you need to make it a little lighter and then take maybe a little bit of the pressure off. And I know they came back in to practice on Thursday. They lifted weights. They came down on the court. And we worked with four players who hadn't been getting much playing time, told the rest of them to go up get some treatment taken care of in the training room, and when you're done, let us know, because everybody's headed to lunch together. And that's what the team did, and I think that it maybe made it a little lighter for them instead of having all the pressure on them of knowing what's going on. We had a great practice on Friday, and probably, I agree, we played as well as we played all year on Saturday against New Mexico.
you know, you'd like to think that that would carry over into your next game, but like we've seen with the men, kind of another similar thing, that necessarily hasn't been the case of trying to follow up, trying to parlay that into additional success now getting on the road. So what is it going to take for you to continue that success you had in Nevada from the first game to do that on the road in Reno Wednesday night?
Well, Keith, that was the biggest thing I looked at. I wish we had that victory, and now we were back at home for a game, just to let them, you know, feed off our crowd, be very familiar with where they're at. And one of the challenges going back to play in Nevada is, you know, they've been through injuries this year as well, and the thing I've noticed, they've been close to just about everybody. They're playing everybody within 6-10 points. And so when teams do that, you know they're always going to give you a fight. They're going to be there, and you're going to have to make some plays at the end. And when we played them the first time, Markell Dent had a big night. She scored 30 points. And when Markell plays well and scores well, it seems like everybody else relaxes a little bit. But that's putting a lot of pressure on a senior guard to make sure that she shows up every night big for us.
How do you feel that Markell has handled being the go-to player that she is? You know, we saw Josh for the men have a few games, at least where he offensively he wasn't what he had been, but he came back with a career high on Saturday. How has Markell handled being that go-to player, being able to, you know, the one with the ball all the time and handling that pressure?
Well, Keith, I think the challenge for Markell, and I would probably assume same thing for Josh, they're number one on the scouting report. And everybody knows that we're taking the basketball through Markell. She's making everything happen for us. And so that really puts more pressure on her, knowing that sometimes she's got to make sure that she just gives the ball up. And I even talked to her today in practice. She made the right decision with the basketball. We did not score out of it. And as I told her, she can't let her frustration get the best of her, because when she makes the right decision, she's got to count on her teammates helping her out. And I think that takes some of the pressure away. But, boy, she's awfully talented, and most of the time she's making great decisions.
Well, we won't get to talk to you until next week, but I know it's early in the week, but who do you have in the AFC and NFC championship games, Joe?
Well, I'll tell you what, when you watch this past weekend, I saw a stat they talked about in the AFC for something like the last 11 years, there's only been four quarterbacks that have advanced to the Super Bowl, and so you got two of them playing, with Denver and New England. And then you had Roethlisberger, there was another one. And then they said, but in the NFC, there's been something like 11 different quarterbacks. And they said, so if you wanted to get to the Super Bowl, you need to go to the NFC. And I thought that was kind of interesting. And they mentioned today, if you want to play the odds, they said Brady's 2-6 in Denver. And I think the Denver defense is pretty good. In fact, they're really good. And so I think the edge is going to go to Denver being there. Home field, and I think that's going to be the difference. The other side, I got to go with the Panthers.
Yeah.
They played awfully well.
They're really, really good. They are really good,
so those are pretty easy consensus. You know, I'm sure everybody out here in Wyoming pulling for the Broncos, and that just seems to, like I said, defense wins this time of year, and you know that offensively they're not going to do very many things to make any mistakes. And so I think that's going to be the difference in the ballgame.
Very good, Joe. Hey, safe travels tomorrow to Reno and then to Boise, and best of luck, Joe. Thank you.
Hey, Joe, I got one question real quick. Are you taking Reese with you and keeping him out there so he's out of the office?
No, he's coming back and forth. KFBC has contracted a private plane to make sure Reese gets back and forth. And it kind of surprised me because, with radio, he could call it in.
Well, the problem is that plane, I don't think he's going to get it because the lower wing, the fabric is torn, and they're trying to repair it. So he may not get back here. He may have to stay with you.
Oh, okay then. Well, I tell you what, we'll keep him around with us, and we'll keep him out of trouble.
Thanks, Joe. Have a safe trip.
Guys, take care.
See you, Joe.
There you go. The head coach of the White.